The prophet Jeremiah is not one for joy. He's generally not a happy camper. But in our first reading today, he speaks of the promise. The promise that the day would come when God would bring His people home from their bondage, from their slavery. He would set them free and bring them home. They would not come back the sleek and the strong, the healthy or the powerful. They would return the beaten and the lame and the blind and the broken. But they would rejoice, for God was bringing them home. The promise that Jeremiah foresaw was realized in Jesus Christ. And Bartimaeus, a blind man on the roadside outside of Jericho, knew. Those who followed Jesus, the sizable crowds we read of in the disciples, they didn't know. They didn't understand. But the blind man knew. This plaintive cry from a beggar, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." They rebuke him. They tell him to be quiet. They become Jesus' handlers, his entourage. "We don't have time for this. We have a schedule, right? Don't bother Jesus. He's busy." But Bartimaeus persists. "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." He uses the messianic title. This is the first time in Mark's Gospel we encounter this title, Son of David. How appropriate. For Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, to his passion, where he would reveal truly who and what the Messiah is. So Bartimaeus cries out, and Jesus stops. And when called by Jesus, he springs up and he casts aside his cloak, for he will allow nothing to keep him from Jesus. What little he had, he puts aside to go find Jesus. And he rushes up to Jesus. And Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" That's a dangerous, dangerous question. But Bartimaeus knows. He believes. And he asks to see. But though he was physically blind and his sight was restored, he already saw. He already knew. And when he receives this free gift, his sight, He follows Jesus. In Scripture, sight is often associated with faith. To see, to know, to believe, to understand God, to have sight. And yet, if you and I are honest with ourselves, we struggle with blindness. In so many ways, we do not see, we do not understand, we do not follow. And yet, do we even know that we're blind? Or do we just accept the murkiness and the darkness and think that's normal? My goodness, we have our physical sight, thanks be to God, most of us, so how can we be blind? Sometimes we are blind and we call it sight. Bartimaeus knew he was blind. But just as importantly, Bartimaeus knew he was helpless. If we recognize our blindness, then we also need to recognize our helplessness. Bartimaeus knew that only God could make him whole. There was nothing he could do to restore his sight, but God could, and he believed. It is not easy for us to admit, it's not easy for me to admit, that I am blind in so many ways. And maybe just as difficult, even more so, is to admit that in that blindness, I am helpless. In our blindness, in our helplessness, do we have the courage that Bartimaeus did to cry out to Jesus? For just as he was rebuked, just as they tried to silence him, to cry out to God now in our world is to be ridiculed, to be considered foolish, to be considered weak. What are you thinking? Cry out to God? This isn't the 13th century, for goodness sakes. Take care of it yourself. Self-sufficiency. You can't be helpless. But do we have the courage and the faith to say, yes, I am blind and I am helpless, and cry out to Jesus? And when we do, Jesus will stop and he will call you. And he will ask, what do you want me to do for you? As I said, that is a dangerous, dangerous question. You can ask anything you want. Doesn't mean he's going to give it to you. But if you know, like Bartimaeus, if you've gotten to that point that you cry out to Jesus, will you say, Master, I want to see? That takes courage. For once you see, you will know, and you will never be the same. You will not be able to go back. Yes, we can rush back to the darkness. We can try to distract ourselves, ignore what we've known and seen, but yet it remains, and you will know. Deep down inside of you, you will know. And then once you see, He will ask you to follow. You know, at this point in Mark's Gospel, as I said, Jesus is heading to His crucifixion. It was a time for bold proclamation. It was a time for bold witness. It was not a time for ambiguity or half-truths. No, it was clear and direct. And I would suggest that in our world, that is it a time for bold proclamation? Is it a time for bold witness? It is not a time for ambiguity or half measures. That is the nature of discipleship. To be like Bartimaeus and cast aside everything that gets in the way, everything that weighs you down when you run to Jesus, to cast aside and find Jesus. And that discipleship is witness and proclamation, but is also charity and care and giving. For as we walk with Jesus, we will pass those on the roadside, the lame and the broken and the poor and the lost. Will we live lives that encourage them, that call them? Will we support them to call out to Jesus? Will we be a witness to call to Jesus? And when they do, will we walk with them? When they do and Jesus calls them, will we say, take heart, take courage, Jesus is calling you.